Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn, and this Aspire podcast is being recorded and aired for July 1st, 2023, and we're going to get into it. I'm going to get in a lot of trouble today, but I'm all right with that. I'm used to it. I often have a lot to say about many things, and it can be interpreted in any way, shape, and form a person wants to do that. Everybody has their manner of interpretation, and it's all based in genetics, genetic acuity, beliefs, all sorts of things that go on inside of us that are really reluctant to enter into anything that is truly significant. We have no sense of any significance towards what is sacred and what is our soul. We have none. We don't have any insight into love. Love is the last thing on our mind unless it's being loved emotionally by a lover or parents or something like that. But to just be love, oh my. No, I don't think most of us are into that. So Kathy from Los Angeles, our dear friend, says, I have been listening to you for years. I'm reluctant to meet you. You scare me. Boo. There you go. The way you present the way seems to me that it is saying everything we do is wrong. Is this true? Well, you know, there is the wrong that is of the world. There's the wrong that is of you. I mean, what you think of as wrong and what the world generally thinks is wrong. And then there is what is, I don't want to say wrong, but I'm going to say it, the wrong when it comes to how and if we ever enter into the authentic way, enter into love. Most people that I have met, Kathy, such as yourself, are very reluctant to enter into anything for the fear of failure and the idea that they might be wrong. Being wrong is really a big thing for the pedestrian mentality. It really is. So am I saying that everything we do is wrong? Yeah, I am. I have looked over my own teachings. I've listened to myself as I teach, even as I'm doing now, and I have a decision to make. Do I lead you on to believe that you have integrity, character? Do I lead you on to believe that you're really a good person when, in fact, you're not? Just in fact, you're not. There's no way to be a good person because that would include humanity. A person is a human. A human is derived out of DNA. DNA creates my genetics and how I go about my genetics. It also determines my mental, emotional acuity. It is my carencia, my ego. And because of all of that, I have only one thing in mind, me, 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 me. It's all about my survival. And the old adage that most people have, the means justify the ends. No, there is not a matter of good in that. There is no good in that. And the thing that you have to realize is that this is an irony that I am trying to show you, not a judgment. But people take it as a judgment because they're no good. There is no good in them. They only think in terms of what they like, what they want, what they can get. They're selfish, prideful, and vain. Yeah. So good? Are you kidding me? Really? I mean, do you ever doubt your own good? That might be something that would be very beneficial for you, Kathy, to benefit from the idea of, wait a minute, what is my good? How good is my good? How good is it? Would you do the same loving things for your worst enemy that you would do for the person you think that loves you so much? I hardly think so. And if you think so, then you're not only not so good, you're deluded, because people don't move towards love. They move towards hate and fear. And then they wrap it all up and justify it and say, well, I have every right to be this way. And they call it macaroni from there, and it's all done. So, yeah, I'm saying you and I have to start all over again every day. As Suzuki said in the beginner's mind, every day is a new beginning. Every day we begin again. Every day we start over and over. Every day, every moment of the day, we start over. And what we are doing is realizing the futility of human nature. So let me just say this to you right off the bat. I've got a big retreat coming up here in July, and I'm very honored to have the students I have that come. But you have to understand something. You have to be totally convinced, totally, that your human side, Kathy, is futile. And that's more the word I would use than wrong. I think it's all about futility. And that's what I have discovered both in myself and in others. So I don't look at this thing as right and wrong. I think that is juvenile and parochial, to say the least. It's more about what is effective, what is futile. And it is futile to live from the human heart, the ego. It's absolutely futile. And there is nothing I can say or do to change that in a person. Never can I change that in a person. I have tried numerous ways to help people, and it never really works too well in the sense of their unfoldment, because they're always thinking about how to gain an advantage, how to get what they want, how to muster up enough energy to do the things they have to do in order for the ends to justify the means, that kind of thing. So, yeah, I don't think it's very advantageous, if you're going to be in a spiritual practice, to be weighing things about right and wrong, good and bad. You have to see the futile. If you can replace right and wrong, good and bad, wrong, and all the things that you think you hear me saying with, wait a minute, he is telling me things, he's teaching me things that I know nothing about myself. Why do I take this offensive, aggravated attitude about it? Why don't I just listen without having to fear being wrong? Why don't I just listen? And maybe I'll see not so much what is wrong, but what is futile, absolutely futile. The way we love, the way we live in the pain and the sorrow of our childhood and use that as an excuse not to mature into the sanctity of the soul, the whole thing that we do and how we live in what we do that makes up our futility. Start looking, Kathy, instead of what is wrong, what is futile. You haven't, in all the years that you have listened to me, in all the years you've sent emails, you say you're afraid of me, yet you still listen. You have become futile. It's futile, and nothing is going to change until you are willing to let go of what you're afraid of for the sake of a love that is greater than your fears. And you're not, well, you haven't had that light yet, and you haven't moved into that light, and you're not much interested in that light. You're interested in self-righteousness, and that doesn't work with the way. You can't awaken through self-righteousness. So, my darling, it's not about being wrong. It's about being available for what is love, true love. And that isn't about rightness. That is about mercy. I hope that helps you, Kathy. If I ever hear from you again, please forgive me. Namaste. I have more for tomorrow. Hope you'll join me. Thank you for listening, and I hope this really helped you. And please forgive me, won't you? Namaste.